Comcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. As many of us know, we're all anxiously awaiting the Toby Mac Hits Deep Tour coming to the Santa Ana Star Center February 6th. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster, and we have Darren Mulligan. He is part of the We Are Messengers band, and what an amazing story, Darren, you have, and I can't wait to talk to you today about all the things God's doing in your life. Thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Darren, obviously, our listeners know that you're from Ireland. Now, I'm one of those old guys. You know, I know that you're an old rock and roller, or you're actually a young rock and roller. But the truth is, I got to tell you, you know, I watched your video from your song "I'll Think About You" from the movie The Shack, and I got to tell you, my friend, for a rock and roller, that's a pretty mellow song.
Yeah, we're a pretty diverse band, you know. We have some really mellow songs, you know. We've love songs for our wives, we've songs about God, yeah. And then we have a whole bunch of big rowdy old rock songs. And so we're a hard band to pin because no two songs sound the same, but they're all full of this passion and this zeal, and I think just honesty, and that's what we aim to do.
Yeah. Well, hey, summarize for us, will you? You came to faith in the Lord here a few years ago. I read in your biography that you really wanted to be a rock and roller, came to the States, started doing all that stuff, but something was just kind of missing. Tell us about Darren Mulligan and how you came to faith.
Yeah, I guess I grew up in Ireland, you know, Catholic family, very religious, traditional. I had a wonderful family, wonderful upbringing, lived in the countryside, little village of 30 people. And we never needed anything emotionally. We had all the love and affection kids could ever have. Mm-hmm. We were relatively poor. We didn't have things, but we didn't need them. We didn't even know we missed them.
Right.
You never know you miss things until you have them.
Sure.
But yeah, I guess I fell into atheism in my late teens, and that led me into a lot of like dark places, you know, inappropriate sexual relationships and drunkenness and violence. And you know, I was at a real low ebb in my life when my girlfriend fell in love with Jesus. And so I just saw this dramatic change in her life, and that really attracted me to the Gospels. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word of God. And gradually the Lord reveals himself to be so true, to be so real. And I just, you know, I fell on his grace and his mercy. And that just changed everything in our lives when I was 27 years old, and we haven't looked back.
Yeah, and you've got children now, and any up-and-coming musicians, Darren?
Yeah, my eldest son has a really, really beautiful voice. He loves singing. My middle boy, not so much, but my youngest kid, he's only 18 months. You can see him singing like Twinkle Twinkle and all these wee baby songs.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And he's got I would buy his record any day of the week.
Oh, well, and I have to tell you, I have five children, all grown, and my friend, don't blink, because it doesn't last very long. Those children will grow up so quickly and just cherish every moment, and just know God has blessed you with that amazing family. So congratulations. Sounds awesome. Darren, I want to ask you, for people like myself, I mean, my mom was a piano teacher. She tried to teach me how to play the piano, and I'm one of those kids. I was born with no rhythm. She'd play the metronome as slow as it would go, and I still couldn't keep the time. And but so for a person like me, I am really blessed. And again, I go back to this song I was watching. I'll Think About You. I see you sing that, and I just feel God speaking to my heart through that song, and it's a tender song, and it's but I want to ask you, what is worship like for someone like yourself, who is a musician, and you're touring on the Toby Mac Hits Deep Tour with some amazing people. You've got Ryan Stevenson with you, you've got Aaron Cole, Cochran and Company, and of course Toby Mac, the guys in your band. What's worship look like for you?
Well, for me, worship looks a lot less like music and a lot more like living.
Mm. Yeah.
I, I'm not one for, you know, finding the truest experience of God in congregational worship.
Mm-hmm.
I find the truest experience of God in one-on-one relationships and in intimacy with Him, His Word, and with other people. So my worship tends to come from the Scriptures, from knowing the Scriptures, from reading the Scriptures, and then from just interacting with human beings and putting those into practice and allowing Holy Spirit just to do something greater with my life than I ever could. And yeah, music's important, but we use music very differently. We Are Messengers don't write music for congregational worship on a Sunday morning.
Right.
We write songs. We write songs for the outsider, for the marginalized, for those on the fringes who maybe don't feel like they fit the perfect Christian caricature.
Mm-hmm.
And we write songs about real experiences. And so some of our songs are about our loved ones and our friends and life, and some of them are about an incredible God who loves us so deeply and so richly. And we really don't write songs so that people will have a Sunday morning experience. We write songs so that people will have a conversation, and they will start to have a conversation about the things that matter, about God, about life, about family, about unity, about community, about mental health, about disappointment, about isolation, and that we can all find hope in Jesus through those conversations and that journey.
Mm. Darren, when you talk about, I read in your bio that you said you never really felt like God could use you. How do you feel now?
Yeah. I feel the same.
Hey, it looks to me like God's using you pretty mightily, my friend.
Yeah, no, I'm incredibly thankful. Like, and sometimes we say that and we don't mean it, but I'm really grateful and thankful that the Lord has used somebody like me. And it just demonstrates again His goodness and His might and His glory, that He can take a wretch, a mess like me, and He can use me for something good, for something hopeful. So yeah, I'm still surprised every day I wake up and I realize I'm doing this. But it just demonstrates again the character of God, that He doesn't turn His back on messy, broken people. Mm. He continues to use them for His glory.
Mm. So you don't have to become a perfect person?
No. I think 21 Pilots said it when they said, never trust a perfect person, never trust a perfect song.
Yeah.
You know?
Amen.
We don't write perfect songs because we're not perfect people. It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
The only time that something appears perfect is when it has the appearance of being perfect.
Mm.
Nothing is. Not one is good, not one but God. And so when we rely upon Him and His holiness and His kindness and His mercy, then we can become a little bit more like who He is and a little bit less like us. And I think that's the goal.
Amen. Darren Mulligan, he is the lead singer and lead guitarist for We Are Messengers. They're all part of the February 6th Santa Ana Star presentation of the Toby Mac Hits Deep Tour. Amazing group of folks coming out here. Ryan Stevenson is going to be here. Aaron Cole, Cochran and Company, We Are Messengers. And, of course, Toby Mac. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. You can also go to our website, knkt.com. We're going to be back after a couple thank yous to some of our sponsors. More with Darren. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Okay, Grandpa and Stella, let's go over our list. We've got to make sure we're ready to open our downtown Monroe's at 4th and Mountain. Are we serving the same great Monroe's food?
Same menu, same recipes, same cooks, new kitchen.
Check. Ready to give the same great service to our customers?
Same waitstaff, new dining room.
Check. Same great Monroe's atmosphere?
Of course. Same friends and family and air conditioning.
Check. We're ready. Monroe's on Osuna. And coming soon, the new Monroe's downtown at 4th and Mountain.
Monroe. The news is awash with displays of anarchy, political turmoil, and violence. People spend more time on social media today than parents do with children. Less than 50% of millennials in the United States believe that Jesus is the Son of God. What in the world is going on? Jesus prophesied about a time such as this. He said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the last days. Hello, men of Albuquerque. This is Dave Slade. Come join me and other men January 30th for a book study in As Is in the Days of Noah by Jeff Kinley. We will study the similarities between the ancient days of Noah and our world. The parallels are striking. The study begins January 30th, Thursday morning at 6:30 a.m. at Calvary Church, 4001 Osuna Road, Northeast. We meet in the Hub, the building just west of the baptismal. That's Thursdays at 6:30 a.m. in the Hub at Calvary Church. Come join me and other men as we examine one of the most important and controversial prophecies by Jesus about the last days.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're tired of old school gimmicks and games while shopping for a new car, then experience something new school at Power Ford. You'll get none of the hocus pocus, hokey pokey stuff the other guys try to pull. So here's the deal. We'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico, or we'll put $1,000 cash in your pocket. Come see why others rated us Best of the City and Ford Dealer of the Year. Find your ride at MyPowerFord.com or come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaña, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Darren Mulligan with We Are Messengers on our program this afternoon on ABQ Connect. We thank you for joining us, Darren. Where are you guys now before you get out here to Albuquerque?
Yeah, so we're in Beaumont, Texas. We're doing a few days at the Ford Arena here, just doing pre-production for the tour and making sure everything's in line, everything's in order, because we want people to just have the most incredible experience at this tour when they come. And this will be our second time doing the Hit Street Tour with Toby. And it's by far and away the most impressive production. But more importantly, we've never been a part of a tour where people actually care about each other as well as they do here. And people treat each other so well. Mm. And so it's just a privilege to be involved with people who are the same on stage as they are off stage. And that's what we want to be.
Hey, as our listeners are, I'm sure, excited about the concert coming on February 6th, again at the Santa Ana Star Center. How can they support you guys? How can they pray? Can they help in the ministry in any way? Tell us how our listeners can be involved with We Are Messengers.
Yeah, I think prayer is so important. I really do. And I would encourage you, before you pray for us, make sure that you're praying with the Lord and to the Lord, and that you're developing your intimacy with Him. And in that way, your prayer for us will be just so much more effective. And we all got to go to the scriptures. We got to go to the well and fill our tanks and know who we are and know the promises of God so that we can effectively pray for other people. So I would love you guys to do that. We thank you for all your letters and your emails and your social media postings about what our songs have meant to you. That really lifts our spirits when it gets hard out here. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Darren, do you have a song or a lyric that means a special thing to you among all the things that you've done recording?
Yeah, every song is different because they're kind of like your children. Some days you have favorites, and they change depending upon the mood. Yeah. But I think Maybe It's Okay If I'm Not Okay is a really simple sounding line, but that just has struck a nerve with me personally, and with, I think, our fans and with people all over the world. And it's amazing to see a song like that just see people's lives change, like actually change. Not just for a moment when they feel something, but later when they think about that and they apply that to their lives. And then there are so many songs, like there's love songs for my wife. We have a new record coming out on Friday. On that, there's a love song for my wife called Always You.
Oh, no.
Where I just tell her it was always you. And that one means a lot to me at the moment. The whole new record actually is I'm just so proud of it, because we've worked so hard at it for so long, and we feel like it's the record we've always wanted to.
What is the name of the new record?
Power. Yeah, it's called the Power Album. So just Power. And yeah, it's available everywhere. It's for pre-order right now, but it's special, and it feels right. It feels like something we always wanted to make.
Well, I'm excited to listen to it and hear all about it. Really a blessing for you, Darren, to join us here today on the program. When you arrive in a place like Albuquerque, you've been here before. Do you sometimes, before you take the stage, do you feel like God's saying certain thing about certain people that are out there? Does He make you aware that there's certain needs that He wants you to speak to? And We Are Messengers is an interesting title, because you have a message for people, don't you?
Yeah, well, the message really is the story of our lives and how God has radically transformed very broken, lost people into people that have a hope in Him. And that's the message we always want to share. It's a message of good news. We want to be good news to the people that we pray for. Mm-hmm. So before we get on stage, we'd be praying, and the Lord always reveals things. And sometimes it's not about something we have to say, but sometimes it's just about our attitude. You know, maybe Albuquerque will want to dance more than Beaumont. You know, maybe there's joy that's needed, or maybe there's tenderness that's needed. And so sometimes we'll stop shows and we'll chat with the audience. We'll figure this out together. And sometimes we'll just go and dance and sing and have fun, because that's important too.
Awesome.
But every crowd is different, and Albuquerque will be completely different than the night before, and we'll treat that as such. We won't cheapen it by giving you guys the same show we did the night before.
Yeah, and you just kind of feel the Lord leading you as you go through the show, and that's exciting.
Absolutely.
That's exciting. Tell me, after you get, I mean, we're a stop early in the show or early in the tour. How tough is it on day 20, 25?
Funny, day 20 and 25, you kind of hit a real good rhythm and you're kind of just in the routine.
Mm.
But it's got a different energy to it. I think there's an excitement and an energy early on in the tour that is really palpable. The crowd can feel some of the anxiety of the artists as they're getting ready to do this for the first few times. But that leads to a sense that anything could happen. And those are my favorite kind of shows, when you really have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So it'll be super special. I would say, from a production point of view and from a tour lineup point of view, this is one of the strongest tours you'll see in America today.
Mm.
And so, people should grab their tickets. I'm sure it'll sell out. Toby Mac's show is phenomenal. He's a phenomenal human being. His character is exemplary. And so this is a show where you can come to, where you can party, have fun, where it'll be raucous and rowdy, but it will also be full of authenticity and genuine humans trying to do something that matters. And hopefully we'll see people's lives changed.
Oh, well, Darren, thanks so much for joining us today. Darren Mulligan, We Are Messengers, part of the Toby Mac Hits Deep Tour. They're coming February 6th to the Santa Ana Star Center. Tickets now available. New album coming out, and it's called The Power Album. And a love song, Always You, to Heidi from Darren. And, man, we're glad you involved us in that. I'm glad to hear that that's coming.
Yeah.
So thanks for sharing that. And, Darren, thanks for being on ABQ Connect with us. And we just pray God blesses you as you prepare and you travel safe. And leave us with a final comment. I'm really excited to have you here in Albuquerque.
Yeah, thank you. I would just say to your people, to your listeners, just to take it easy on each other this year. Remember that we're better in unity. We're better when we're known for what we're for than what we're against. Take it easy on each other. You don't know what battles each of us are facing. You know, say hello to each other in the street. Love each other well. All right?
Amen. Darren Mulligan, thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect, and we'll talk to you on February 6th.
All right, lads. Thanks a million.
God
Cheers.
Bless you.